I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Centre re-elected Liberal incumbent MP Marcy Ian on election night. Ian was re-elected after receiving about 50% of the vote. The NDP's Brian Chang came in second place with 26%, and the Conservative Ryan Lester was third with 12%. Green Party leader Annamae Paul, who placed second to Ian in the 2020 by-election, was in fourth place with 8.5% of the vote. Ian was first elected as Toronto Centre's MP during the October 26th by-election in 2020. She replaced former Liberal Finance Minister Bill Morneau, who resigned on August 17th, 2020.
The stakes for Toronto Centre have never been higher. When Conservative politicians say, take Canada back, it is marginalized communities, families, the environment that will bear the brunt of it. The dreams and hopes of millions of people, including my mom and dad, are what's at stake. And we cannot afford to pay that price. And I can't do it without you. So I'm asking you to join me. Join me so that I can continue to be your voice in Ottawa. And we can get better as a community and as a country.
Ian first entered politics during her 2019 by-election campaign. A day after her victory, Ian posted a reel thanking various communities of Toronto Centre, including Yonge and Dundas, Moss Park, Cabbage Town, and St. James Town. Further, this was Brian Chang's third time running and Ryan Lester's second time. For Annamae Paul, this was her third time running for the riding seat. After receiving 32% of the vote in the 2020 by-election, there was initial hope from the Greens that she would take the Liberal stronghold. Along with several downtown ridings, Toronto Centre has a long history as a safe seat for the Liberals. Paul's 2021 result is similar to her performance in the 2019 federal election, when she received about 7% of the vote, placing fourth as well.
Good morning, everyone. Bonjour, tout le monde. Well, this is my family. Well, we have this balance on a cardboard box. This community is doing all that it can in order to take care of itself. It needs some help.
We are losing people avoidably. More than 3,500 have died in long-term care. Why? The solutions are clear. Better training, more staff, better pay for staff, so that homes can have the stability that they need.
That is why I'm choosing to run here. We need to have someone championing this community, and I believe that people in Toronto Centre have had enough. We can't keep voting for the same representation and hoping for different results, especially after all these years.
The lineup for the food bank is around the corner. There are people in this community, in one of the wealthiest cities of the world, living without food security. The solutions are there. What we need is the courage and the political will. I'm ready to be that person for this community.
This community needs someone to say,
when you mix profit with health, people's lives are lost. Enough is enough. I'm here to say what needs to be said, and I will never hesitate to do that.
Paul replaced longtime leader Elizabeth May in March 2020. Since becoming leader, the Greens have faced infighting, an MP crossing the floor in the House of Commons, controversies surrounding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and blocked funding from the party's council for Paul's federal campaign. The Green Party received 2.5% of the popular vote in 2021, down from 6.5% in 2019. Paul is expected to have a leadership review in 6 months, according to the party's mandate and rules. She must be endorsed by at least 60% of party members to stay on as leader. More details to follow. Toronto Centre has been a Liberal stronghold since 1993, and along with Ian's victory, has seen convincing wins from Bill Morneau, Bob Rae, and Chrystia Freeland. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.